This audio is machine generated. Please excuse any mispronunciations. Who is Jesus in Hebrews 3 and in Islam? A Biblical and Islamic Perspective by Tim Orr. Jesus Christ is one of the most talked about and argued over figures in all of religious history. Both Christianity and Islam respect him, but they tell very different stories about who he is and why he matters. When you put Hebrews 3:1-7 next to what the Quran says about Jesus Isa, the differences don't feel small. They feel sharp and unavoidable. These aren't just two perspectives that slightly overlap. They're moving in completely different directions. To really understand the tension, you have to look at how Hebrews describes Jesus, how Islam understands him, and why Christians can't accept that Islamic picture. In Hebrews 3:1-7, the writer tells believers to focus their attention on Jesus, calling him both an apostle and a high priest. That already sets him apart, because it shows he was sent by God and also stands between God and people as a mediator. Then the passage compares him to Moses, which would have grabbed the attention of any Jewish audience. Moses was deeply respected, but the author makes it clear that Jesus is greater. He uses the image of a house. Moses is part of the house, but Jesus is the one who built it. And if God is the one behind everything, that puts Jesus in a very unique position. By the end, the point is unmistakable. Moses is a servant, but Jesus is the Son. That distinction is much bigger than a minor theological detail. It changes the entire way Jesus is understood. A servant can be faithful, honored, and entrusted with important responsibilities, but a servant still operates under another person's authority. A son, especially an heir, occupies a completely different position. It's the difference between someone who works within the household and someone who ultimately possesses it as his inheritance. That is the contrast Hebrews is trying to make about Jesus. The author is arguing that Jesus cannot simply be placed alongside the prophets as one messenger among many. The prophets were servants of God, but Jesus is presented as the Son. His authority, his role, and his identity are all portrayed as surpassing those who came before him. In Hebrews, Jesus is not merely another link in the chain of revelation. He stands above the chain itself. Islam tells a very different story about Jesus. In the Quran, he is respected as a prophet, even a great one, but he is still just a man. He's part of a long line of messengers that includes Moses and leads up to Muhammad. One verse plainly says that Jesus was only a messenger like others before him. That means in Islam, Jesus and Moses are basically on the same level, faithful servants who delivered God's message. The story doesn't end with Jesus either. It moves forward to Muhammad, who is seen as the final and greatest prophet. On top of that, Islam directly rejects the idea that Jesus is the Son of God. The Quran repeatedly emphasizes that God does not have a son. So even though Jesus is honored as a virgin-born prophet who performed miracles, he is still understood to be fully human. In some Islamic passages and traditions, Jesus is also portrayed as pointing people toward Muhammad, almost preparing the way for the final prophet to come after him. That creates a major shift from the New Testament's presentation of Jesus. Instead of standing at the center and culmination of God's redemptive plan, Jesus becomes part of a larger prophetic chain leading beyond himself. Christianity draws a very clear line at that point. The New Testament, especially the book of Hebrews, presents Jesus as God's final and fullest revelation. The idea is not that someone greater will eventually arrive afterward, but that everything ultimately centers on him. Then there is the issue of the crucifixion itself, which sits at the heart of Christian belief. Christians believe Jesus died on the cross and rose again, and that his death and resurrection are the foundation of salvation. Islam, however, denies that Jesus was crucified at all. So by that stage, the disagreement is no longer just about interpretation or emphasis. Christianity and Islam are telling fundamentally different stories about who Jesus is and what God was doing through him. A simple way to picture it is like a race. In Islam, Jesus runs his part and then hands things off to Muhammad, who finishes it. In Christianity, Jesus is the one who actually crosses the finish line. When he says, "It is finished," Christians take that seriously. There's nothing left to complete. No one comes after him to carry it forward. He's not a step along the way. He is the destination. So when you step back and look at Hebrews 3:1-7, it's clear that Jesus is being presented as greater than Moses in every meaningful way. He's not just another servant. He's the Son who stands over everything. Islam, on the other hand, places him alongside Moses and ultimately points past him to Muhammad. Those two views don't line up. They clash. At the heart of it all is a basic question. Is Jesus the Son of God in the final word, or just one more prophet in a long chain? Christianity and Islam give very different answers, and that's why the gap between them is so wide. For more from Tim Orr and helping churches engage with Muslims, check out his Substack, Used by Permission.